AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Court documents identify the Houston megachurch shooter as Genesee Moreno and say an AR-15-style rifle was used in the attack. Moreno was shot and killed by security officers yesterday at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. Two people, including a 7-year-old boy, were injured. Police Chief Tony Finner talked about the 7-year-old.
What we need to do for him is pray. He's still in critical condition, fighting for his life, the last report I got.
No motive has been released. Israeli forces rescued two hostages after storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip. Donald Trump is again distorting how NATO works.
At a weekend rally, Trump said a NATO leader once asked if the U.S. would protect his nation from Russian attack if that nation did not contribute enough to military spending.
You didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
But that's not how it works. NATO members are expected to devote 2% of their GDP to defense, but they don't actually pay to be in NATO, whose founding document calls for a collective defense. An attack on one ally is an attack on all. At the White House.
You've heard from President Biden, gosh, I don't know how many times.
A sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO.
The president a year ago in Poland, which borders Russia. NATO's chief says the ex-president is threatening the entire alliance's security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Kansas City Chiefs are back at home off their Super Bowl victory over the San Francisco 49ers. It's their second title in a row. Coach Andy Reid was asked if this is a dynasty.
This group here and organization are tremendous, and if somebody said dynasty and tagged it onto it, I'd be very proud of that.
This is AP News. New York will soon have a replacement in Congress for George Santos.
The race to replace disgraced Republican former Representative George Santos is in the final stretch, with Republican Nassau County legislator Mozzie Pillup and Democratic former U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi battling for votes in New York's 3rd Congressional District, covering parts of Long Island and a sliver of Queens. Both candidates launching a blitz of last-minute ads.
You can always count on me to do what's right for you. I'm Mozzie Pillup, and I approve this message.
Use common sense and find common ground. I'm Tom Suozzi, and I approve this message.
Early voting in the special election began February 3rd. Polls closed Tuesday night. Julie Walker, New York.
West Virginia could soon become the 11th state to ban smoking in cars with kids. The bill faces an uncertain future in the state house. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.